Recorded Books presents an unabridged recording of Storm Prey by John Sandford, narrated by Richard Ferrone.
Chapter 1. Three of them, hard men carrying nylon bags, wearing work jackets, Carhartts and Levi's, all of them with facial hair. They walked across the parking structure to the steel security door, heads swiveling, checking the corners and the overheads. Steam flowing from their mouths into the icy air, one of the men on a cell phone. As they got to the door, it popped open, and a fourth man, who'd been on the other end of the cell phone call, let them through. The fourth man was tall and thin, dark-complected, with a black brush mustache. He wore a knee-length black raincoat that he'd bought at a Goodwill store 2 days earlier, and black pants. He scanned the parking structure, saw nothing moving, pulled the door shut, made sure of the lock. "This way," he snapped. Inside, they moved fast, reducing their exposure should someone unexpectedly come along. No one should at the ass end of the hospital at 15 minutes after 5 o'clock on a bitterly cold winter morning. They threaded through a maze of service corridors until the tall man said, "Here." Here was a storage closet. He opened it with a key. Inside, a pile of blue, double-extra-large orderly uniforms sat on a medical cart. The hard men dumped their coats on the floor and pulled the uniforms over their street clothes. Not a big disguise, but they weren't meant to be seen close up. Just enough to slip past a video camera. One of them, the biggest one, hopped up on the cart, lay down and said, "Look, I'm dead," and laughed at his joke. The tall man could smell the bourbon on